Welcome back to a new episode. You're listening to the Ball City Bloggers podcast. Hi, I'm Genesis, your host, and this is where we will talk all about how to start, grow, and monetize your blog by simplifying the process, strategizing with intention, and creating a plan for profits. How do I know the frameworks I teach undeniably work? Because I spent years following all of the blog guru strategies, and it kept me stuck at making $0 in my blogging business. Once I decided to block out the noise, I created my own framework that allowed me to quit my job in 2 months, book out my business in 4 months, and hit six figures in under 17 months, all by defying the rules. Now I help female bloggers like you do the exact same. Recognizing a gap in how bloggers try to grow and monetize their new blog, I set out to create never-seen-before affordable blog coaching that is fully customized to your blogging business. This ensures that you will be put on a fast track to make money blogging the right way. A unique approach using blogging and SEO strategies to expand your reach, sell more with ease, and relax while the sales come in while you're sleeping or shopping for groceries. And a blogging membership for bloggers called the Blogging Ladies Membership who want to start their own blog, create their own offers to sell, and make money on autopilot. Truth is, we don't turn our heads away from the real talk here. I share with you all of the truths, secrets, strategies, and step-by-step action plans that I've tried and tested with myself and all of my clients. Ready to grow and monetize your blogging business? Check out my free masterclass in the show notes below called Six Figure Blogging Secrets and learn the exact strategies that I've used to build my blog to six figures. Now let's tune in to today's episode. Hey there, I just want to come on here and give a little introduction before I jump into our free training. Hi, I'm Genesis. I'm a website designer and blog coach for female bloggers who actually want to make money in their blog and make a lot of money blogging. So let's jump into our video training. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about the mistakes that new bloggers make, and most new bloggers make these mistakes. But first, I want you to head to the link in my bio, or if you're in Facebook, then it's going to be linked below, and read the How to Make Money Blogging blog post that I did, because that's going to cover like everything that you need to do to make money blogging, the basics of it. So go read that, and then come back to this training and see some of the mistakes that you could possibly be making while monetizing your blog. So number one is they don't know. You probably have no idea who your ideal reader is. You need to be creating an avatar for this ideal reader. So what kind of person is going to be reading your blog? Like, who are you targeting? Like, who are you speaking to? You need to be speaking to that one person who you know is going to love your content and come to your blog. I'm just reading some notes here. You want to, like, really know who this person that is going to be reading your blog. So you want to know if she's a female or male, or the age of her, and what is her job? Like, is she working a day job, or where does she live? You need to know all of the demographics, and then you need to know, like, the personality traits of her or him. And then you need to build a relationship with them, and you need to start building a relationship with them. You need to know her struggles, her pain points, so you can create content that's going to help this ideal avatar that you're building of a person. So you really need to know who your ideal reader is first, and if you don't, that's the first mistake that you're probably making. Speaking to everyone, they say that speaking to everyone speaks to no one. So you need to be speaking to that one person in your content. Number two, they don't think of their blog as a business. Now, like, this is major. If you want to make money blogging, then you need to be thinking of it as a business instead of just thinking of it as a side hustle. If you are going to think of it as a side hustle, you're going to be paid as a side hustle. Like, it's going to pay you as a side hustle, right? So you need to be thinking of it as a business, and you need to be thinking yourself as a business owner, so it'll start paying you like a business owner a lot of money. So the first thing that you can do to start thinking of it as a business is you want to be creating helpful, valuable like products or services or something that's going to really help your ideal reader that we just talked about. So you need to be providing value to them. So that is the number two mistake that you're making. If you think that you can just write a post, a blog post, insert affiliate links, and then you're probably just going to be sitting there praying for people to purchase from your affiliate links. But what this is mistake number two. Number three. Mistake number three is that they think that affiliate marketing and ads will make them money, which, I mean, it might make you a little bit of money in the beginning, but it's not going to be enough to travel, to do all of the things that you want to do, to have enough money to quit your job and to have enough money to just make your dreams come true and live the life that you want to have. So you need to think of your blog as a business, providing value, offering stuff, and not just writing a post, inserting affiliate links, and praying that people will purchase from your link. Affiliate marketing works really well when you have tons and tons and tons of blog traffic coming to your blog. And I'm talking like 40,000 monthly page views or something like that. So you need to have a different strategy than just affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing should be something that you do on the side and just posting, you know, putting affiliate links in. You should still be doing that to make an extra money or whatever, some extra money every month. But your strategy should be providing value and creating a really good product that you can sell to your audience that they really want and need, something that helps them. If you want to make a lot, it just depends on your blogging goals. If you want to scale your blog and make a lot of money, then you need to be providing services or products or something. But if you're just looking to do this as like a side hustle, it's going to pay you as a side hustle. Yeah, but if it's like your passion, then just go with that. You know, like if you just want to publish blog posts just because you like doing it and just because you like it as a side hustle, then keep doing it. But if you want to scale your blog, make a lot of money, and quit your job, then you need to be offering a service or products or whatever. So mistake number four is that they don't have a strategic plan and strategy for the whole entire year ahead. So business owners, they will plan out every quarter of the year, and they will plan out like a product that they will launch in every quarter. So this is kind of what you want to be doing. So let's say, the first quarter, I'm going to be launching a course, or you're going to be launching a product. Then you want to be creating content around whatever you're going to be launching that helps your ideal reader learn why she would need this product, and educate them to warm them up. And then content around that launch should be something that's like related to the launch. So you need to be planning all of this out ahead. You should be doing like one weekly blog post. So that is what you need to be doing. So plan out all of your blog posts and content and anywhere else that you're going to be showing yourself. Like plan it all ahead. At least like for the quarters. So sit down every quarter and plan out your whole quarter. So mistake number five is that they do it alone. Now I tried this and I didn't see success from doing it alone. And most bloggers that I know did not do it alone. The most successful bloggers that I know, they didn't do it alone. So did you know that 95% of blogs will not even make their first dollar, like ever, not even make their first dollar? That's discouraging, right? No, it's not, because here's why. Most people try to do it alone. They have no idea what they need to do in order to have a successful blog, and they need a little helping hand from a mentor or from a course or something to pull them through.
Honestly, I don't know one successful blog that has ever did it on their own. They invested in blogging coach, they invested in courses, they invested in business coaches. I don't know one successful person who just scrolled on Pinterest reading free articles and decided just to do it alone. I don't know one person who didn't invest. So mistake number six is that they use strategies that they found from 27 different Pinterest articles and freebies. And then they wonder why this doesn't work. So listen, I know everybody likes free stuff. Me included. I really love free stuff. I love free content. But you have to realize that most Pinterest articles and most articles out there, they're way outdated. They're not up to date on the strategies, and you're wasting a lot of time with these because, like, if they're not posted in 2021, they're probably, like, outdated. And then some bloggers, when they update their post, they also will update the date. So it looks like it was published in 2021, but it was actually published, like, way back in 2015, and it's not 2015 anymore. Like, hello, it's 2021. Outdated strategies. I go on Pinterest and I see so much outdated information. It's crazy. And this is what new bloggers are learning from. They're learning from outdated information and then they're trying to go apply it to their blog. And they wonder why this isn't working for them. So if you're doing this, then I strongly suggest that you invest in something or make sure you're looking at the current strategies for bloggers, for SEO, for Pinterest, etc. So that is the six mistakes that new bloggers are making. Make sure you go head to the link in my bio if you're seeing this on Instagram read the blog post on how to make money blogging. There's a lot of valuable information. I wrote this like over 4,000 word blog post, and it's like really going to be helpful. Study that because I literally gave you all, like almost all of the information, and it's also like updated for 2021. So make sure you go and head to the link so you can read that post. I will see you at, I will see you next week for another video training. Goodbye.